We're talking about congressional races, primary races, all morning long, and there has been a stunning development in the Connecticut race, in the race to replace Senator Chris Dodd. Attorney General Richard Blumenthal has been called the most popular public figure in Connecticut, and the fact that he served admirably in Vietnam is so much a part of his character that Slate once described him as enlisting in the Marines rather than ducking the Vietnam draft. Here's Blumenthal actually making a statement about his service in the Vietnam War in 2008.
We have learned something very important since the days that I served in Vietnam, and you exemplify it. Whatever we think about the war, whatever we call it, Afghanistan or Iraq, we owe our military men and women unconditional support.
According to our partner, the New York Times, though, Blumenthal did not serve in Vietnam. In fact, he got at least five deferments from 1965 to 1970. Raymond Hernandez broke the story. He joins us now. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
We're also joined by Colin McEnroe, the host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR. So, Raymond, first of all, we have this evidence that he got five deferments, and then in your article you talk about the fact that when his last deferment was in jeopardy, he got a posting with the Marine Corps Reserve.
That's right. That's correct.
Which guaranteed that he would remain stateside, you said.
Virtually guaranteed it, yeah.
Okay, and can you tell us the Linda McMahon Senate campaign? She's running against Blumenthal in this race, of course. On their website, they say this revelation comes at the end of more than 2 months of deep, persistent research by Republican Linda McMahon's Senate campaign, and that this is what comes. I'm quoting: "This is what comes of $16 million a crack opposition research operation." The initial impetus for the story came from the Linda McMahon campaign.
No, that's not the case. In political circles, there had been talk about stories that Blumenthal had been telling about his military record. And, of course, I didn't know much about his military record, and that led me then to explore that record, explore his public statements, and then explore the record. You know, that required filing Freedom of Information requests for his selective service records, and as well as his personnel records. And what was interesting to me was that, you know, the two components of the story. The first is that, you know, he was making statements that were flatly untrue in some cases. And in others, he was making statements that were, you know, ambiguous enough that it left the impression with people that, you know, he was in Vietnam when in fact he wasn't. The thing I noticed is that these statements were made largely at patriotic events and veterans gatherings and the like. I found plenty of evidence that the media in some of the state media took it as a given that,
he had served,
when describing him, that he was a Vietnam veteran.
Well, let's ask a member of the media from Connecticut, Colin McEnroe, host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR. Colin, tell us a little bit about Blumenthal. As I said, extremely popular public figure in Connecticut. How much is his Vietnam service record a part of his personality there?
I don't think a very big part. I've been covering Dick Blumenthal for at least 20 years, and I think, as your other guest is suggesting, this seems to be a sort of a Zelig thing, you know, that when he's in these sort of military or veterans-related gatherings, he suddenly acquires this Vietnam history. But in terms of, you know, it really is a little bit different from, say, Joseph Ellis or baseball manager Tim Johnson or these kinds of people who had elaborate stories of their combat experiences. I'm pretty sure I've never heard Dick Blumenthal talk about his Vietnam experiences, but then I haven't been with him in these kinds of environments where he seems to do that. I would just say, as one other thing, the thing that's really kind of mind-boggling about this, one of the many things, is how unnecessary this would be for him. His reputation is so terrific on so many other regards, that it's like the Dalai Lama claiming that he played, you know, in the Canadian Football League or something. I mean, he just doesn't really need to make a claim like this.
It does seem odd. I mean, we were talking about a man who obviously obviously very, very bright. He graduated magna cum laude from Harvard, editor of the Yale Law Review. I don't think he needed this for his political career, Colin.
No, and I mean, but the problem for him now is this is a guy without a lot of personal charm. That's not who he is. He's a very stiff guy who's not very comfortable in his own skin. His appeal is on his integrity and on his almost kind of lassie-like determination to protect the voters of Connecticut from all kinds of horrible threats, ranging from, you know, defective products to other kinds of incursions on their health and safety. So, you know, he's known as a guy with a ton of integrity, and this goes right to the question of integrity. So it's a gigantic,
right.
You know, the person he resembles in a lot of ways prior to this person's own problems is Eliot Spitzer. They, as attorney generals, they were both, you know, they were linked in many ways. They collaborated on a lot of things. They even look a little bit alike. They have those kind of sharp, intense features. And I mean, when Eliot Spitzer got in all the trouble with the prostitutes, what people said about Dick Blumenthal is that will never happen to Dick Blumenthal,
but
because...
Will it kill his career? I mean, Eliot Spitzer left his office. Will Dick Blumenthal then lose this seat because of this?
You know, I just don't know this early on whether he can tough this out. His big problem is Linda McMahon. He's got two problems. Linda McMahon has pledged to spend up to $50 million of her own personal fortune on this race. That's unprecedented in Connecticut. So the amount of advertising that you can buy about Dick Blumenthal's faulty Vietnam claims is incalculable at this point. So that's a problem. If he, for some reason or other, wasn't running against Linda McMahon, he would be running against an actual Vietnam veteran, a guy named Rob Simmons, a former congressman who has, you know, a pretty colorful Vietnam record.
Right.
So either way, the lady or the tiger, he's got a problem.
Okay, we're talking about Richard Blumenthal. He's the attorney general in Connecticut running to replace Senator Chris Dodd there. That's Colin McEnroe, host of the Colin McEnroe Show on WNPR in Connecticut. And this all came from a story in the New York Times written by political correspondent Raymond Hernandez. He broke the story about Richard Blumenthal's history of questionable statements regarding his Vietnam War record.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.